All right, children of the Most High God, this is our concert of prayer for the month of May.
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Well, people of God, this is our concert of prayer for the month of May. And folks, we're in trouble. We are in trouble. As a nation, we are in trouble. And we need to go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on a daily basis. But for this concert of prayer, we're going to go before the throne of God and ask Him for His mercy, ask Him for His grace, ask Him for His continued protection, asking Him to do what only He can do. So the first item we're going to pray asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit in the body of Christ, in the nations of the world, purging, purifying, and cleansing the bride. Let me repeat that. We're going to pray asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit in the nations of the world, purging, purifying, and cleansing the bride. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne confessing as sin the compromise that segments of the body of Christ have made with Satan. Father God, we come before your throne apologizing on behalf of the United Methodist Church and the decision it has made just this past week concerning homosexual marriages, homosexual ordination. Father, that is anathema to you. It is contrary to the Word of God. And so, Father God, we come before your throne asking you to cleanse the church. Cleanse the body of Christ. Cleanse the bride of Christ. Father, too much anymore of the bride of Christ is acting like a harlot. And you're not coming back for a harlot. You're coming back for pure, pure bride. And I don't know what you're going to have to do, Father God, to purify the bride of Christ. I don't know what it's going to take. But, Father, I sense that we will be cleansed, that the body of Christ will be cleansed, and those expressions that call themselves expressions of the body of Christ in the nations of the world will have to be purged. And we ask you, Father God, to separate from those bodies that have compromised their stand with you, compromised their relationship with you, have embraced a satanic agenda. We ask you to purge them. Purge them, purify them, cleanse them, and remove from them those who will be faithful to you. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Our second item, we're going to pray asking God to forgive this nation and the nations of the world for having embraced so much of the satanic agenda. It's in our face every day, folks. This nation is just one of many nations that has compromised and is embracing much of the satanic agenda. So we're going to pray right now, asking God to forgive this nation and the nations of the world for having embraced so much of the satanic agenda, and in his forgiveness, bring corruption. Bring correction. In his forgiveness, to bring correction. Let's pray that right now. Father God, we continue coming before your throne on behalf of your kingdom. And Father, at this time we recognize, Father God, that the bride of Christ, the church, is being unfaithful, Father God. We understand that the body of Christ on earth today, the church is the bride of Christ on earth today, the church is the body of Christ on earth today, and we recognize that both of them have been compromised. So, Father, we're asking you to forgive this nation and the nations of the world for having embraced so much of the satanic agenda. And, Father, the problem lies so much with the leadership in the individual churches, compromise in the body of Christ. And, Father, in doing so, they place the sheep at risk. Not only the sheep at risk, they place the nation at risk. Father, the marriage supper of the Lamb is going to be for those who are in Christ. And so much of what's occurring now, oh, Father God, it is not in keeping with your word and your character and your will. So we're asking you to forgive this nation and the nations of the world for having embraced so much of the satanic agenda. And Father God, we're asking you to purify the bride. Purify the bride. And you're going to purify the bride one way or the other. You are going to purify the bride. Because when we meet with you at the marriage supper of the Lamb, there will not be much of that at the marriage supper of the Lamb that's in the structure known as the church today. So Father God, move, we pray. Forgive this nation and the nations of the world for having embraced so much of the satanic agenda, but in your forgiveness, bring correction. Bring correction. All right, our third item. We're going to pray for a move of the Holy Spirit of God penetrating all the religious isms of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. What do I mean by isms? Well, Judaism, Catholicism, Buddhism, Communism, all the isms. We're going to pray asking God to penetrate all the religious isms of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ and bring hundreds of thousands into a saving knowledge of himself. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne and at this time in our contrite prayer, and we're asking you, Father God, for a move of your Holy Spirit, penetrating all the religious isms, systems of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father. Father, there are so many different organizations, not part of the body of Christ, not comprised of those who've been born again, but comprised, Heavenly Father, of so many who truly, truly want to be made right with you. But Father, there's a lack of understanding of what it means to be born again, what it means to become a member of the body of Christ, what it means to become a member of the bride of Christ. So Father, we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, penetrating all the religious isms and systems of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, we're asking you to cut through all the deception, cut through all the deception, and cut through all the misunderstanding, all the faulty understanding of what it takes to be right with you. Jesus, you said you must be born again. You must be born again. And Father, we understand that in all the nations of the world, there's only one church. One church. It's not made up of any specific denomination, any number of denominations in the one church. But Father, we understand there's one church comprised of those who have truly been born again, who've been adopted into your family, who have become your children through being born again. And so, Father God, we understand that on the earth today, there's one church. There's the body of Christ. There's the bride of Christ. Because the Word of God teaches us that those who have been born again are members of the body of Christ and members in particular. And your Word teaches us that those who have been born again are members of the bride of Christ. And Father God, so many have been misled. So many have been, they've misunderstood what it means to be reconciled to you. And Father, I believe this. I believe there are hundreds and thousands who really want to be reconciled to you. They want to be identified with you. They want to worship you. They want to praise you. They want to serve you. But Father, there's so much deception. So we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, penetrating all the religious systems of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ and bring them into a saving knowledge of yourself. And this we ask also in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father. All right. Our fourth item, we're going to pray asking God to purge the leadership of the nations, replacing them with those who are devoted disciples of Christ Jesus. You got that? We're going to pray asking God to purge the leadership of the nations, the political leadership of the nations, replacing them with those who are devoted disciples of Christ Jesus. Because friends, if that happens, if he answers that prayer, it is going to make such a change in this world you cannot imagine. So we're going to pray, asking God to purge the leadership of the nations of the world, replacing them with those who are devoted disciples of Christ Jesus. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, you ask the question yourself. Is anything too hard for the Lord? We know the answer. But Father, there are some things we're praying at this time that you and you alone can do. In this item in our contra prayer, we're asking you, Father God, to purge the leadership of the nations, replacing them with those who are devoted disciples of Jesus Christ. And Father, we understand how big a prayer this is. But we're asking you, Father, to purge the leadership of the nations, replacing those who are the children of Satan with those who are the children of God. And Father, as a citizen of the United States of America, I'm asking you to start right here. I am asking you to start right here by replacing those who are the children of Satan, those who are the agents of Satan. I am asking you, my Lord and my God, to purge the leadership of the nations of the world, starting with the United States of America. And in purging the leadership of the nations of the world, replace them who are the agents of Satan themselves, but replace them with those who are devoted disciples of Christ Jesus. Father, we need a move of God. We need your move, and we don't want that movement to come in judgment and chastisement, Father, if we can avoid it. So we come before your throne in intercessory prayer, asking you to purge the leadership of the nations, replace the leadership of the nations with those who are devoted disciples of Christ Jesus, and in so doing, change the nation. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, please do it, Lord. Please do it. Now we're going to pray, asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit in the nations of the world, penetrating the darkness and deception of every expression of alternate lifestyles. There is so much deception, folks, in so many areas. And it's manifesting itself in so many different ways. So we're going to pray, asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit in the nations of the world, penetrating the darkness and deception of every expression of alternate lifestyles and bring them into submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Let's pray that right now. Our Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne at this time asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit in the nations of the world, penetrating the darkness and deception of every expression of alternate lifestyles, because they're so varied. They're so varied. And they express themselves in so many different ways, Lord. But Father, it's deception. It is satanic deception. And so we're asking you, our Father and our God, to initiate a move of your Holy Spirit in every nation in the world, penetrating the darkness and the deception of every expression of alternate lifestyles. Father, the nations of the world are becoming corrupted increasingly more so every day. Systems of religion are corrupt. So many are corrupt. Oh, Father God, there's no other name under heaven whereby men may be saved, and that's Jesus Christ. And Father, your word teaches us that when we come to a saving knowledge of you, we become new creations in Christ Jesus. So we want these who have been deceived satanically to become new creations in Christ Jesus. So we're asking you, Father, for a move of your Holy Spirit in the nations of the world, penetrating the darkness and the deception of every expression of alternate lifestyles that Satan has introduced into the nations of the world. And you're the only one that can do this, Father, through the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God. So we submit it to you for your consideration. And we thank you in Jesus' name. All right, now we come to that time in our consular prayer when we pray for you. Here's what I want you to do. While we're playing music soft in the background, I want you to take your concerns, your needs, and your burdens to the Lord. I want you to clearly state your need, your burden, your desire. What is it that you need God to do? What is it that you want God to do in your life, or perhaps in the life of loved ones, in your family? Whatever it may be, whatever it may be. Because then we're going to come back and we're all going to join you in agreeing with you and praying for you and with you that God will hear and answer your prayer. So right now, pray, asking God to do that which you want him to do in your own life, the life of loved ones, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, financial, whatever it may be, right now. And we'll come along in a moment and we'll pray it with you. Pray it now. Now, have you taken your need before the cross, before Christ Jesus? You know, He knows our needs better than we do. He knows exactly what we need better than we ourselves do. But He wants to hear from you. He wants you to trust Him. He wants you to come to Him as a child, His child. He wants to hear from you. The Word says that you have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask not. He's big God. He's the Lord God Almighty. He's eternal God. And He wants us to pray big things, not only for ourselves and for others and loved ones, but He wants us to pray big things in our everyday affairs of life. So I want you to make sure you have laid your prayer request out before Him, because I'm about to pray for you. And while I pray for you, I'd like for you to be praying with me as we pray for these who we've got people listening to this and involved in this contrary prayer who desperately need a move of God. Some have exhausted the medical resources. Some have exhausted the financial resources. And they need a move of God. Some marriages are in trouble. Some families are in trouble. We need to pray, folks. And we're the body of Christ, regardless of our race, denomination, all other things. We are the body of Christ. We need to pray for one another. I'm going to pray for you now. And you can agree with me as I pray. My Father and my God, You know the needs. You know the needs of those who are involved in this contrary prayer right now. And Father, we're asking You firstly, Thy will be done. Thy will be done, because Your will is best for Your children. You know better than we ourselves what we need as Your children. But I'm asking You right now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking You to meet every need, whether it's a financial need, or a physical need, a marital need, whatever it may be. I'm asking You to move in that situation. I'm asking You to honor this contrary prayer. I'm asking You to honor the prayers of those involved in this contrary prayer. And in the name of Jesus, I speak healing. I speak in the name of Jesus peace, comfort, restoration. I speak wisdom. Father God, give each individual involved in this contrary prayer increased sensitivity to Your Holy Spirit so they will know what You are saying to them, how You want them to face the situation they're facing, how You want them to handle it. Don't let them be deceived, Father. Don't let them be deceived. Let them put their entire faith, trust, and confidence in You and receive that which only You can provide. And Father, we bless them now. And if you'll hear this prayer, we'll give You all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. And we pray it, and we thank You for hearing and answering our prayer. Thank You once again for being a part of our consular prayer. Until we get a chance to get and do this again, be blessed. Good night.